When they arrived in Ionia in 479 BC on, the Ionian Greeks saw the Athenians as kinsmen. They didn't like the Spartans. The Spartans weren't much fun to play with. They were extremely laconic in speech, that is, short on syllables. They also were notorious for being the best athletes and warriors of Greece, and they were, and very honorable at home, but it bred a certain arrogance and disdain when dealing with others. And there's reports of Spartans. I think the problem with the Spartan society for a moment is it achieved virtue by removing temptation. So once you put the Spartans in cities like Ephesus or Miletus and Ionia where there's decadence available, they just don't know how to handle it and they go berserk. And so Spartan kings and officers are always being recalled for discipline because they get involved in bribery, debauchery, etc. And this is not supposed to happen. In any case, the Spartans very quickly opted out of the war with Persia, and Athens went on to organize this league, this so-called Delian League, to wage war against Persia. At first, the Athenians were popular. The Ionian cities saw the Athenians as kinsmen and as a shield to the return of the great king. And you have to remember, they had experienced a humiliating defeat just a generation earlier when they had attempted to rebel essentially on their own. Athens had a great navy, some 200 ships, triremes. These are warships based on ramming your opponent's vessel, manned by her citizens in a great democracy. Her population rose. Athens, for the next 150 years, becomes the economic and cultural center of the Aegean world. The Ionians and the islanders, and also Greek cities on the northern shore of Greece today, all of them, however, soon came to resent Athenian rule. The Athenians ultimately proved as arrogant as the Spartans, perhaps even more so. For one, the Athenians brought with them democracy, and most of the Ionian cities found democracy a radical form of government. Second, most Ionian cities decided to pay the Athenians to wage war. Rather than providing ships, they provided money. And after 454 BC, the Athenians removed the common funds of the league from the island of Delos, sacred to all Ionians in the Aegean, to Athens, and began to treat their allies as subjects. Allies who failed to pay were immediately disciplined. The city of Miletus, the city of Samos, the two great naval powers of Ionia, were humiliated when they rebelled. They were stripped of their fleet. They were forced to pay tribute. And it really was tribute now, not contributions. The Athenians dropped the pretense that this was a free alliance. They imposed democracies, Athenian garrisons, and increasingly the Ionians found themselves in the really uncomfortable position that they had rallied to their kinsmen in this great national war and found themselves in some ways even more subjected by their Athenian kinsmen than they ever had been by Persian governors. And the theme that comes through, just as in the Ionian revolt, in the complaints of the allies, are two Greek words. One is autonomia, and the other is eleutheria. Autonomia is our word autonomy, living under our own laws, which our own assemblies pass. That's what the Ionians wanted. Freedom meant freedom of action, non-interference. That's eleutheria, still a very important word in modern Greek. And that meant that the Athenians didn't dictate the policies towards the other city-states and towards Persia. And the Athenian achievement, the great achievements of the classical age, is it's always an irony to me when you look at the Parthenon, the building programs, everything we associate with classical civilization, usually we mean Athenian civilization, was really possible because the Athenians subjected the liberties of some 200 other Greek city-states, primarily in the islands and in East Greece. And so there's something of a dark irony running through the whole classical achievement. Well, so long as Athens was strong and under the leadership of effective democratic leaders, notably Cimon in the 470s and 460s BC, and after 461 BC Pericles, Athens was really quite uncontested. And as I said, in 449 BC, signed a treaty with the Persians in which the Persians gave up control of the Asian Greeks. However, Athenian rule ultimately proved a frightening prospect to the Spartans and their allies in southern and central Greece. Twice, Sparta clashed with Athens, and the second of these clashes, which we call the Great Peloponnesian War, between 431 and 404 BC, is recorded by the Athenian historian Thucydides.